You're listening to the final episode of the Lifting Your Voice podcast. Let's talk about 2022. Well, you did it. By God's grace, you have practiced faithfulness, endurance, and obedience. Congratulations. But don't quit here. Tomorrow is January 1st, and it's time to begin again. Whether you choose another translation, whether you listen or read, or listen and read, or whether you go back to Season 2, Episode 1 of the Lifting Your Voice podcast, do it again. I pray you become so familiar with God's Word that it's like a comfortable blanket, something you yearn for. Here's what you can expect from me and editor extraordinaire, my husband Mitch, in 2022. Season 1 and Season 2 of the podcast are going to stay archived. They won't go away from any of the podcast directories where you listen to podcasts. You can listen again and again. LiftingHerVoice.com is not going away. We will continue to underwrite the website so that all episodes are available. I suppose I should take this opportunity to invite you to the Marketplace page, also something I want to improve. The page has links to study tools and fun stuff related to your faith. They are affiliate links, and we get a little commission for anything you click on and buy. It doesn't cost you anything extra. The hosting costs of the website are going up significantly this coming year, so everything helps. Mitch and I are going to begin again with Episode 1 for our own personal daily reading. But there are things in the podcast that need to be corrected and improved, and that's what Mitch and I will be doing in 2022. I'm also grateful that I'll get to return to the blog. When I read His Word, I have thoughts, and if I can't talk, I'll write. Not every day, but often. Besides, it's a great way to continue feeling connected to you. I will also, finally, turn my attention to our monthly newsletter. My intentions were so good, but boy, did I bite off more than I could chew. I'll try again, and you can sign up at liftinghervoice.com. I cannot allow this 21-month adventure to end without some thanks. First to God for His incredible provision, how we took our overly busy life and added a daily podcast could truly only have been accomplished by His strength. And speaking of our overly busy life, I know that you know that I may be the voice and face of the Lifting Your Voice podcast, but it never would have happened had it not been for Mitch's willingness to get up every morning at 3 a.m. and give up weekends and so much more to edit and upload the finished product. Although silent, he was very much a partner in this desire of mine to read the Bible aloud to whomever would listen. Thanks, honey. And of course, I want to thank you, the listeners. I appreciate your faithfulness and encouragement more than you know. If I may single out one listener, it's Laura from Oklahoma. She has devotedly listened from day one, all 625 episodes, all 66 books of the Bible, and the New Testament twice. She was always faithful to say a little something on the Facebook page or send messages here and there. Laura, you will never know how your words spurred me on. Thank you. Finally, would you please continue to share the podcast with your friends and acquaintances? It is, as it always has been, our desire that all people, and especially followers of Christ, to be in the Word every single day. If you found the podcast to be helpful to that end, maybe someone else might too. Let's pray. Precious Father, we stand before You, this task complete. And for many of us, no doubt, it began as a task, a goal, to read the Bible cover to cover in 1 year. And that's what we have done together. We pray fervently that you are well pleased. And now, Lord, my personal prayer is that you grow what has been planted and watered here. I pray that you will change what started as a goal and grow it into a passion. I pray, Lord, that you give us such a hunger for your word that our individual days are not complete until we have consumed a portion. I pray that our desire is to read your word cover to cover every year and not just this one, because the more we know your word, Lord, the more we know you. In Jesus' holy name, amen. Thank you for the privilege of being in his word with you these 2 years. As the Lord wills, I will always be at liftinghervoice.com, Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter. As you continue in his word every single day, don't forget to share your thoughts with me. And now, may the Lord bless you and protect you. May the Lord make his face shine on you and be gracious to you. May the Lord look with favor on you and give you peace.